Listen to the sound of men shaving their balls before the age of Manscaped. Yeah! Those screams are a thing of the past thanks to Manscaped. No more cuts and nicks with the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, featuring advanced skin-safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The battery will last up to 90 minutes so you can take a longer, more satisfying shave. So many people have written in stories about how the Lawnmower 3.0 has changed their lives. They even included pictures so I could see the smoothness for myself. They aren't kidding. You need to try this out for yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. 20% off, free shipping to manscaped.com. Use the code VSIN. Your partner and your balls will thank you. Guys are terrible at taking care of their health. Studies show that 70% of guys who experience erectile dysfunction don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to chat with a doctor online. With Roman, you can get medical care for ED from the comfort and privacy of your own home. You can handle everything online. Getting started simple. Go to GetRoman.com/bets and complete that online visit. Now, if your doctor decides that treatment would be appropriate, they can prescribe genuine medication that can be delivered in discreet packaging right to your door with free 2-day shipping. Go talk to the doctor. Erectile dysfunction can be tough to tackle, but it's really important to get checked out. And with Roman, it's easy to connect with a doctor. Go to Roman.com/bets, B-E-T-S, to get a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/bets. One more time, GetRoman.com/bets.
It's been between 2 and 3 minutes. You know what that means. It must be time for more Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard on Sirius XM 204.
Welcome back into Follow the Money. Joining us now from the Westgate Resort is Jeff Sherman, Sportsbook Director. Jeff, how are you?
Great. Mitch and Paul, you sound different today.
You got an upgrade.
Nice.
We just want to know. Great. We just want to know, is Paulie keeping up on his Guinness delivery or what?
Yeah, he's been solid throughout. He's a little bit slow lately.
He's got a bad back, right?
It's been a while, but he's been good with it. So it keeps flowing. It's good.
For people that don't know, Paulie Howard had wagered with Jeff Sherman that Tiger Woods would never win another tournament, let alone a major, and he turned out to be wrong on both fronts.
I'll bet. Hey, what about, will Mickelson ever win one? That's a question I want to ask you.
I don't want any part of that myself because I'm on the no camp on that one. So, yeah. I mean, he's up there. He's got a few years on Tiger, and his game isn't close to what Tiger's is. And even recently, he's not in good form right now. And I bumped him up to 100-1 for the Open Championship this week. So I'm not a Mickelson guy.
Speaking of the Open Championship, Jeff, who do you see kind of from your perspective standing out? You'd look at and say, for the casual golf bettor like myself, hey, maybe this is a guy you can take a shot on near the top of the market. And then in terms of long shots, any guys that you think they could make a potential run here this weekend at Royal Portrush?
Yeah, this is out of the four majors, the one that I'm least involved with myself. You got the variability of the conditions here, and things change last minute, so I try not to get too invested in it. But I did play four guys. I played John Rahm at 25-1. He recently won the Irish Open, coming in solid form. Patrick Cantlay, he's a guy that I've been on recently. I had him for the Memorial at 20-1. I've got him for each major all the way through next year's Masters, and he's basically a top five power rated guy when you look at matchups. But in the outright markets, you can find him above 30-1, which is great value. You can still find that. So I've got Cantlay. I played him at 40 and 50-1. Matt Wallace, he's an Englishman that he's been playing really well in the majors lately, and just been playing solid golf, a little bit more of a long shot. You can find him in the 60-1 range. And then I played last week's Scottish Open winner, Bernd Wiesberger, at 200-1. He's generally around 80-100 right now, but coming off a win last week on a links course.
How much do you supply the weather reports for these? Because it would be hard to really, what is the weather going to be like for the 4 days over in Portrush County?
Well, right now it looks somewhat benign, moderate winds, a little bit of rain. The course is playing a little bit firm, but the whole thing with the Open Championship, especially a links course that's right on the water, is the wind conditions. And know, this is the toughest one to set the winning score and those type of propositions for. There's no doubt, especially you have the course rotations and then the conditions that come into play. But right now it looks somewhat moderate. So I'm going to get my props up later this morning, looking at somewhere around maybe 11.5, 12.5 under par in that type of range.
Jeff, do you feel like this is mentally the toughest of the four majors? Because as you alluded to, so many times you don't know what the conditions are going to be. And by the way, my favorite thing about the Open Championship and the history of it has always been, I always go back to John Vandeveld. The meltdown, unfortunately for him, it was a nuclear meltdown. But the reality is, I just always look at that and say, well, you're never out of a tournament. If you've got a long shot that you bet on and it looks like they're out of it, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, those conditions can come into play and you can have someone come from behind on Sunday. But I think from a mental approach, I think the U.S. Open is the most challenging for these guys. It's such a gruel over the 4 days. Generally speaking, it hasn't been lately about, you know, going for par for the winning score. I know it's been a little bit lower the last few years, but the U.S. Open is the most grueling test for these guys from a mental standpoint.
You know, Jordan Spieth, I read the article on ESPN about him, about how his game has struggled and where he is. I'm even surprised he's a 25-1. I mean, I thought that would be a little high just based on watching him play and how he's really unsure of his game and doesn't look comfortable in any aspect of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I'm selling him at 40-1 right now, and we're in such a positive position that I could maybe go in the next day or so up to 50-1. But right now, 40-1, it's been modest at best as far as support for Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, this is the guy that won the Open Championship back in 2017. Right now, I just don't feel like he's in a good state of mind that you'd be confident or comfortable laying those type of odds, as you guys both alluded to. Until he really gets his game refined, look, he's always dangerous on any given weekend. But to me, there's still a little bit of a long ways to go for him before you can really look to bet him.
No doubt. You know, when I was watching before the Open, everybody liked, I think, you know, what Jeff's talking about with Patrick Cantlay, everybody thought he could win the Open. I mean, there's going to be one of these he's going to win because he's too good of a player to not break through.
It's kind of like Jeff's wager on Jon Rahm. To me, Jon Rahm is a great player, but it seems like when the real chips are down at the majors, he just can't deliver to that next level. Is this one where you kind of see him having the ability to break through? It's on European soil. He's a Spanish guy. Is this an opportunity here for him?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, if you look at his form coming in, he's coming off the win in the Irish Open, a second, third before that. So he's got the momentum coming into it. And if you can find him at 20-1 or higher, I keep saying he's going to win one of those majors before the next 20. And he'll find that groove that 1 week and be able to come through with it. And, you know, obviously his form coming in is telling a lot. So that's why you've seen a dip in his odds from 25 down to 16.
Jeff Sherman, VP of Risk Management over at the Westgate, joining us. Jeff, we always appreciate you getting up very early in the morning. I want to switch a little bit to the NFL, particularly in the futures. Obviously, you guys have the Super Contest, which is very prominent from a bettor's perspective. In the NFC, we've talked at length about the AFC with New England and Kansas City, and this is the year where I'm on New England. I think this is a team that really stands out, in my opinion, compared to the rest of the conference. But in the NFC, anybody from your perspective that you think, hey, this team's got a better opportunity? My knock on the Saints is they lost Ingram. It's going to put a lot of burden on Kamara. But also, this is basically going to be the third consecutive year where they're looking at a situation where they could have been in a Super Bowl. I think it's just very difficult to continue to succeed at that level for three consecutive years.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the NFC looks tough. I mean, the most supported team we're seeing right now by far is the Chicago Bears. And with that tough division with the Vikings and Packers, you're getting a little bit of value, in my opinion, on Green Bay here just because of what we've seen last year. But they went through the coaching change, and I think that's going to be a big positive for them. And so much support for the Bears in that division is drifting the other team's odds out a bit. So if you're looking for a team that is now considered a bit of an outsider that wasn't before, it's Green Bay.
You know, I like Minnesota, and here's why. I think Kubiak does wonders. Now, I know that Kevin Stefanski will call the plays, but that offense, I think, is ideal for Kirk Cousins. I think the wide zone, the hard play action, what the boots, the nakeds, all those things that Kubiak does, I think will be really good for Kirk Cousins. I think they're better in the offensive line by far this year. They're going to be much better. And I think ultimately on defense, if they play back to where Zimmer's capable of playing, I think they can be the team that's hard. Other thing I like about them, Jeff, is I think when you play in a dome, you should be 7-1, especially a loud dome like going into Minnesota. So you can control the running game there because of the crowd noise. That to me, 7-1, then you go 4-4 on the road, you got 11 wins. I think Minnesota, to me, is a better play than Green Bay.
Yeah, well, with Minnesota, it's all going to come down, in my opinion, on Kirk Cousins. I mean, they underachieved a bit last year, and we're going to have to see if he's going to be able to satisfy what the contract that he got. So, they're basically a variable in this division with, like I said, Chicago getting so much support, Green Bay in a position that they're not used to, and the Vikings might be the controlling factor in this division.
Can you guys help me understand the love for the Bears here? Look, I get they had a very good defense last year. Vic Fangio leaves to go to become the head coach in Denver. I think that's going to impact them negatively. Michael and I, neither of us are fans of Mitchell Trubisky. I just don't think he's the answer. First of all, what is your feeling about Mitchell Trubisky? And do you think the Bears can duplicate the type of season they had? Because, Michael, you talked about this yesterday with the Browns. There's a difference in being the hunter and being hunted.
Yeah, here's the thing about Trubisky. You know, we opened him for MVP odds at 200 to 1. He's gotten so much support, we're down to 50 to 1 on him, and he's our largest liability in the pool.
Jeff. You have no liability there. I mean, you're laughing. You're saying that just because you want to, you know, you're saying that, and you're like, under your breath, you're saying, are these people dumb enough to bet this guy to be MVP? Come on now, seriously. I mean, that's like a donation. You're just making, that's why you have the big sports book over there, because people are actually thinking that he can win it. I mean, even Madden knows he can't throw the ball accurately. I mean, they have him as the lowest rated quarterback in the Madden rating. I mean, he's lower than Lamar Jackson. So
well,
keep taking all that
Chicago
coin.
It's predicated on their defense, and if their defense has any holes at all, then I think they're going to be in big trouble. So I don't put the stock in Trubisky like everyone else is doing. So
you're just collecting
the
coin.
We have the Bears at 9/30 on their season wins, and it's been one-way support on the over, and that's a team that I could see if there's 9.5 on the market playing under on them just because of what we talked about.
Yeah, I mean, look, last year they get 36 points from their defense. I mean, that's hard to do. That's hard to duplicate. That 6 touchdowns came from your defense. Hard to do. They got all these fumbles. They got all these interceptions, over 50 sacks. It's hard to do that, and now they're going to play a much tougher schedule, and they're going to be the team that everybody looks to. And when you look at what they were able to accomplish, when the Rams came into Chicago, you know, the Rams didn't play very well. Goff couldn't handle the ball, but they could really handle Chicago's defense, so offense. So I think, to me, Chicago's going to have every game they play is a tough game, and it's all going to come down to Trubisky's ability to be accurate with the football in the most critical component of the game, and can he do it?
No, I agree, and if you look at the opening night, the week one, they're at home on Thursday night against the Packers, and we opened Chicago 3.5, so, I mean, it's telling right there that they're not getting too much respect in the marketplace versus Green Bay off of what they came off last year. So it should be a close game, and those three teams we talked about in the division, it's going to be a real battle all season.
Jeff, very quickly before we let you go, I want to ask you about the Rams. Last year they were everybody's pick, and obviously they did extremely well getting to the Super Bowl, but it looked like they were completely outclassed. How do you see the Rams performing this year?
Well, they haven't been getting too much love so far. They're not even in the top 5 in the ticket count or the money wagered in our pool. So I think they're going to take a step back. The league, there's so much parity in this. It's going to be tough. You know, when you get on a run like that, it's tough to sustain it unless you're Tom Brady and the Patriots, which we see every year. But it's going to be a tough go, in my opinion, on the Rams. And they haven't been getting too much love, whether it's been in week one, the futures that we've got up, even the Rams to miss the playoffs. So, I'm not a supporter of the Rams, even though I am from L.A. and I hear a lot of that stuff around here. But I don't expect them to duplicate what they did last year and make it to the Super Bowl.
Before I let you go, Jeff, I question. Brett Musburger was giving me heck yesterday because I like Denver to win more games than Oakland. Where are you on the Denver-Oakland matchup? Because I got to bet at Michael's here. If I lose, I got to go take them all.
You're fine.
What do you think,
I would
Jeff?
Agree with you on that one. Yeah, I'm on the Denver side. If you match them up with Oakland, the best thing I like about Denver is a coaching change.
Yeah,
I think that's a positive because they had the defense, you know, already in place. Now the coaching change, and sometimes that's what a team needs. And the Raiders Raiders have to go through the hard knocks this year. They have to move to Vegas coming up in another year. I still think this is somewhat of a transition year for them. While Denver, I think, is going to have nothing but positive vibes on that team from the coaching change. And I think that they're going to be a wild card in that division a lot more so than the Raiders will be.
I think we're all three in agreement. I think the Broncos could have a decent bounce back season.
Not Brent.
Well, you know, he's also collecting checks from the Raiders. That influences it. So, but Jeff, hey, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, guys.
When we come back, why you must bet on the Cleveland Indians tonight.
Attention all homeowners in jeopardy of foreclosure. If you owe more on your home than it's actually worth, have missed one or more mortgage payments, have been denied a loan modification, or are facing foreclosure for any reason, you must listen to this message. A toll-free mortgage relief hotline's been established for anyone having their home lost in foreclosure. Just call 888-497-1876. And see if your home qualifies. We can help stop your home from going into foreclosure or even get your home out of foreclosure. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have faced foreclosure in the past year alone. This foreclosure defense group has helped thousands of people just like you fight the foreclosure process so they can stay in their homes. But you must call 888-497-1876 now to qualify. The call and information are absolutely free and the help is real. Don't lose your home. Call the Mortgage Relief Hotline now at 888-497-1876. That's 888-497-1876. 888-497-1876.